Now, the Sheehy Skeffington School takes place every April, and the school is inspired by Francis and Hannah Sheehy Skeffington, who devoted their lives to the achievement of a republic based on social justice, equality, and an abhorrence of war. With me now from the school is Bridget Bergen Mooney. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Declan. How are you?
You're very well. Thank you. I'm very good, Bridget. Bridget, thanks for taking the time today. Maybe we could begin with Francis and Hannah. Could you tell me a bit more about them and their ideals and maybe how the school came about as a result of that?
Yeah, well, initially the school came about when a group of individuals from various backgrounds who are interested in social justice, promoting social justice, we came together. And as I said, we're from various backgrounds, community development, human rights, journalists, historians, and myself, I'm from equality studies. And in searching for a title, we thought that it was a strong link between what we wanted to focus on and what Francis and Hannah were about really 100 years ago. So hence the name of the school. But Francis and Hannah, they were both, well, Francis was a pacifist and a feminist. And he was shot in he was arrested in 1916 and shot in Portobello while he was trying to prevent looting in the city. So that was a huge scandal at the time. And, you know, unfortunately, it was an awful thing to have happened. But then Hannah lived on and she continued to be very active in women's movements and things like that, and later in republicanism. And she wanted a type of constitution that was promised and was disappointed with the constitution, you know, the ideals of a republic, to have a nation where we're all equal and that. So, you know, she went on fighting for that cause all her life, you know.
Okay.
So we're coming up to a lot of centenaries now, and it's important for us this year, you know. So it's an interesting year.
Absolutely. And does the school really only operate for April for the one event, or is there activities all year round?
No, it's just a one-day event, okay. And this is a third year, but it's just a one-day event, and it's the third year. So, you know, it's kind of building up, you know, a profile, you know.
Yeah, but, indeed.
Yes, and this year, sorry. Yes.
No, go ahead.
No, this year we have a keynote speaker, Gareth Pearce, and we're delighted to be able to say that, you know. So she's a renowned human rights lawyer, and, you know, particularly good in the area of, you know, human rights and... you know, advancement of human rights. So we're delighted with that, you know.
Yeah, I saw that on the agenda for the day. And the piece is called No World for Whistleblowers.
Yeah, now I don't have Gareth's, you know, speech beforehand, so
right.
I don't know. But that is the title of what she will be speaking about on the day.
Okay.
So, you know, I think you need to come along. to
giving nothing away. Yeah.
On that. I'm not giving it. No, I haven't got anything to
away give away
at the moment. So,
okay.
You know.
And I see you have a number of other people as well.
We do, yeah. We've a really good range of people. Like, in the end, at the end of the day, we actually decided to finish the day with a piece from Donal O'Kelly, and he's going to do a reading from a play that was written by Francis Sheehy Skeffington called A Prodigal Daughter. So that's going to be very kind of, you know, kind of poignant, really. So we're thrilled with that as well. But other speakers then on the day are, we have an activist, Shawnee Lamb, from the inner city, and then we've Claire Daly TD. And then we have Leanne Lane, who's also, she's going to talk about the Irish suffragist campaign on the eve of the World War One tensions and debates. So, you know, and then, as I said, we will finish off with Donal O'Kelly, the playwright and actor, with his reading from The Prodigal Daughter.
Yeah, and you have a relative of...
that's right, of, yes.
You have Richard Sheehy as well, yeah?
That's right, yeah. We're delighted that Father Richard Sheehy will be able to introduce Donal O'Kelly and his play. So we're delighted about that also. But we also have Micheline Sheehy Skeffington will also be attending the school. So it's good that the relations are there to, you know, to see the day, you know, so...
Yeah, and keeping involved. Tell me about the other people who are behind the school, along with yourself. Tell me about some of those.
Well, I mean, we're very varied. I mean, Nuala Kelly is a former human rights commissioner and was previously involved in human rights. And myself, I'm an equality studies graduate and interested in the advancement of women in politics. Mary Carolyn is a journalist with the Irish Times. Joan Roddy, she's involved in various church organisations. Aidan Lloyd's community worker and former local development coordinator, and Kevin Kenny is a historian. So, and Sandra Byrne is also a community worker. So the people involved have very variety of different backgrounds. And I think, you know, one of the aims of the school is to actually broaden the space for discussion under human rights and to bring it, you know, to kind of, the commitment really is to bridge the worlds of academia and activism. So okay. We're very interested in trying to kind of, you know, bridge that world, because often human rights can be seen as something that people don't really get involved in, or it's out there. So the school aims to try and promote, and we have a commitment to bridge that gap and to try and bring it into the wider, you know, form of debate, you know. So yeah. That's really one of the aims, you know.
Excellent. So, and this day week, Saturday the 12th.
This day week, yeah, Saturday the 12th, in the Ireland Institute in Pear Street. So it'll be starting at 9:30 until 10 o'clock is registration. So there's still a few places available if anybody wanted to book.
How would you book if you wanted to book?
To go about booking, you just log on to the site, which is www.sheehyskeffingtonschool.org. So, and that will lead you through to book a place at the school. But there's still a few places left at the moment. So,
and the cost, Bridget?
We don't charge a fee for attendance at all. It would be great if people can afford a donation to cover the cost of lunch. We would appreciate that, but there is no cost for attendance.
Okay, great. So a very informative day planned at no cost. As you say, maybe a donation to cover some of your expenses would be welcome.
That would be great, yeah, but there is no cost to attend.
Okay, and I know I asked you there a moment ago that, like, this is one event a year. Do you have plans maybe to try and broaden out the scope of the school for a longer period of time over the year?
Well, at the moment we don't, because I suppose we're all kind of voluntary people as well. Yeah. And, you know, we're kind of, you know, the time involved in doing it, you know, as it is, we kind of, it's all we can do at the moment, you know. So at the moment we don't, you know. At the moment we just aim to have a one-day school, you know, in April every year to promote human rights and social justice. That's basically what we would like to be able to do and continue to do, you know.
Okay. All right, Bridget, thanks for that. Thanks for the update on the activities of the school and for that workshop that's happening next Saturday.
All right. Thank you, Declan. Okay.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
That was Bridget Bergen-Mooney there from the Sheehy Skeffington School, and telling us about all their work and also about the workshop that's next week. That's Saturday the 12th of April. As she said, registration 9:30 till 10. It's taking place in the Ireland Institute for Historical and Cultural Studies there in Pear Street in Dublin 2. So handy enough to hop on the bus into town from here anyway, for sure. There are also the rights, and the theme of the whole theme of the workshop is Rights and Wrongs, 1914 to 2014, and the keynote speaker there, as Bridget said, is the well-known leading human rights lawyer Gareth Pearce, and certainly worth going along to hear what she has to say, as long as the other speakers as well. And if you're interested, sheehyskeffingtonschool.org, sheehyskeffingtonschool.org.